If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So thank you so much for staying with us. We've got a couple of conversations we're still going to have about coalition arrangements, and some political parties and organizations have stated openly what they would like, their wish list, that is. And we'll have to hear what they have to say. Let's start with the SACP. We've been doing this since yesterday. And Madala Masuku, who is SACP First Deputy General Secretary, is in studio with us. Really, thank you for honoring us in person. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners.
Yes. So yesterday you held a press briefing just to outline your wishes as your own independent, and I think this is important, as an independent political movement. Yes, you are in alliance with the ANC, but you independently have views on how this coalition should be formed. One of the things that you brought to our attention is that, look, you even though you're open to a big formation that may look like a government of national unity, there are some fundamentals that you want to be very clear about. The DA does not align with workers, does not align with your principles, and therefore you're really not keen to have them in this formation.
Yes, it is true. After the May 24 elections outcome, and we realized that we've been campaigning for the ANC, and the outcome says people are saying, no, we don't want one major party, we want a combination of you. Which forced the ANC to start talking to different parties. So in our view is that we think that it wouldn't be a good choice to have the DA to partner with the ANC, because there's just so many things that are not they are not agreeing on. They actually in the especially in terms of their policies and programs. Mm. And number two is because in the past 30 years the policies that the DA is still pushing are the same ones that are putting us in the same space where the economy is stagnant and there is unemployment and people are crying, they're casualized all over. And we don't believe that, we think that if they allow that to happen, it means it's a sustenance of that. Mm. And even worse, when things are not working, they stand out and blame the ANC, yet those policies that the ANC was actually focusing on were more biased towards even them. And we say, it's a time to break off from that and get back to where we were and what the movement is all about.
So that's the DA. I mean, some of the things that you have pointed out is specifically some policies that they totally do not agree in. Yeah. I beg your pardon. A minimum wage is a policy, yeah, a position that they never supported. Collective bargaining is a policy position they never supported. Just doesn't make sense to you.
Yes, it doesn't make sense. Beside the fact that they are actually our class enemies, because yes, what they favor on is actually favor the big corporate, yeah, big capital, and most of which they are like the face of the old colonial, you know, colonial era, mm-hmm, and the one that was so dominant even during apartheid, and they supported apartheid.
So that's the DA, which we can park aside. There are other political formations that you're saying you're not interested in speaking about, or two at least, or you wouldn't want the ANC to have a relationship, a coalition arrangement with them. One is the MK party. Let's talk about the reasons why the MK party is problematic for you.
Firstly, the MK party doesn't have a structure, mm-hmm, doesn't have a manifesto, doesn't have a constitution which you can check and say if we've got a disagreement, we can hold them using their own constitution. It doesn't have a manifesto. Mm. And you can only relate to the MK with the face of the people that they're having. All the people that are there, including the face of the campaign, which is former President Jacob Zuma, came out of the ANC. And the reason for their coming out were actually issues of factional and divisive tendencies within the ANC. Not to mention also an inability to work within the collective and accept when you're wrong. when people are saying you can't do 1, 2, 3 because it's not in the interest of the people, and you don't accept it. And we think that if they go that route, we are likely going to go the same route that we went between 2014 to 2019. It wasn't the 2019, it wasn't a good one, because you actually spend more time trying to defend yourself rather than actually focusing on the people themselves.
You know, some would say, right, that yes, this language makes sense. But when you look at your conduct, and absolutely, you were the very first movement that actually marched against corporate state capture. Yeah. You were the very first ones to say, we've got a problem here, we need to investigate this thing based on what we've seen, patterns of this kind of thing from Eastern Europe at the end of the Cold War. And yes, you went through the mile, got it to public protector Tuluma Danzela, and eventually we ended up with a commission of inquiry after a long process, because former President Jacob Zuma at the time wasn't convinced, he said, right? That's fine. And everybody sees the journey thereof, except, you know, he was also protected in Parliament by his own allies and by his own political organization. So is it not because it's easy to now call him out, when actually when it was harder, when he was in the ANC, people didn't do enough?
There is a culture, and it's the culture that governs, you know, organizations such as the ANC and the party and the Communist Party. You confront people, you work within the collective, mm-hmm. and you engage them internally. You confront them internally. And when the time comes, when they can't listen, is then that you jump out. That is why most of the time, as the party, the first stance was to send a delegation to the former president and say, talk to him and tell him he's out. And then after speaking to him and he couldn't move, we had to get it into the Alliance Council, and it couldn't move. And then we said, we are going public. And that's the time when we started going public, and we said, no ways, we think this problem, we need to alert society that there's a problem, so that when we take any decision, when the movement take any decision, they must understand what's going on. Of which even that decision was difficult, because even internally within the movement, it was not an easy thing.
And that's exactly the point I'm making, that these things are never easy, especially if these are people within a movement that you're supporting, a movement that you are, you know, essentially a part of. And the reason I ask this question is that it's history will always judge those people who say now after the fact, we don't want to talk to him, or we told him internally he should have left. Because people are going to ask the same of the wrongs that we are seeing with this current leadership, that no one calls out. And in fact, they rally behind. And I can tell you now, after this leadership is not in place, people are now going to say, yeah, this person was wrong, that person was wrong. How do you explain that to members who look to you for honesty and leadership? Because you can say what you will about former President Jacob Zuma, the ANC still has him as a member.
Yes.
That's a fact.
Yes. The ANC, I can't say it's clean now. It has got a lot of problems and it has got a lot of challenges. And every day, there's a lot of engagement around, why do you do things in this way? Why are you not changing that? You need to change that. Because you have committed, even yourself, you have agreed that you want to renew by doing this one and that one and that one and that one. One of the things that we have, has made us to be able to campaign together. You remember there was a debate.
Yes.
The reason why it made us to campaign together, there was that commitment that we are changing, and there was a practical demonstration through when we're discussing what are the kind of things that we must do after you have won these elections. How are we going to focus on the people? So the manifesto and even the framework, even the argument in terms of how we as Communist Party should assist them to be able to change has been put as a framework there. So it's a, it's It's something that is there. It's still a challenge for the ANC, and we must assist it to really renew and move on this program. And that is the duty that we have taken to do as a party.
Are you satisfied with the pace of this change and renewal?
Well. Not to the level at which we wanted to have, but at least if there is a commitment within the constitution and the commitment to deal with corruption and also to everyone that we're actually putting in to focus solely on serving the people, and when that doesn't happen, there be an action. There is an agreement.
The ANC is very good at great policies. You know this. This is the truth, right?
Yeah.
So that it's on paper is, of course, commendable. But you know, there's always a disconnect between what the ANC's policies say and wonderful policies that come out of that and commitments that come out of the conferences. Takes a very long time to implement them. Takes a very long time.
Part of the election processes, we didn't just go into election just for election.
Yes.
Part of the things that we're doing was to look for the ensemblance of this good quality within the ANC, within the movement, that can actually coalesce and assist the ANC to change.
Mm-hmm.
And that has happened right at the VD level, where we have got a collective of people genuinely saying, we are going to fight for the ANC, and we are also going beyond the this period to fight that no one disrupt the focus on the cause to serve the people. And that's why you see, even in that process, you start seeing even other faces jumping in with confidence. Matthew Posset, Tabombegi, Tokyo, because of all this excitement that is coming in, that they see the resemblance of people from the ground saying, we want the ANC, reclaim the ANC that we want. And we want to be the force, to force whosoever in leadership, not to think that he or she is goddess, or the collective in the leadership to serve themselves. Mm. But we want to tell them that we can be able to recall you.
Okay. That's the MK party. We've just, literally when you were walking in, we just got a press release from the MK party confirming that they are in talks now with the ANC. Are you surprised by that?
Good. Yes, we have agreed with the ANC that they must talk to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But we caution that what we're deciding is to caution them to say, if you go through this, you must know these are the glitches that we're going to be having going forward. And according to us, we wouldn't allow you to go there, because you are going to cry thereafter when things are not happening. So choose at least a coalition of some kind of a collective that will assist you. Yes, you disagree with them, but at least they've got a symbol of principles to tend to was assisting you to smoothen your implementation of the programs and the manifesto that you've actually agreed on.
I'm going to ask that we take a quick break. And in fact, we've got Nhlamulo Ndlela here, who, as we know, is the MK spokesperson, to confirm that press release that just came through. And then we can discuss this further. It's 21 minutes after 8. I've been in conversation with the SACP, discussions around coalition arrangements and what their wish list is. On the line is with us Nhlamulo Ndlela as well, who's going to just clarify one or two things, as you know him, to be the MK party spokesperson. Thank you so much, Nhlamulo, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome. And thanks for doing it at such last minute. Thank you.
Good evening to yourself, Camilla, and good evening to your listeners.
Let's just maybe ask you about a press release you've just released saying that the MK party wishes to clarify its engagement with the ANC on coalition discussions. Can you clarify that for us?
Yeah, look, I think, you know, they also not should not be, let me put it this way, the media should not be unfair on the ANC. At the same time, because we don't understand their comments to be such that they're saying that we are not willing or interested in engaging with them. Yes, there has been what I've referred to as overtures. Mm-hmm. you know, when we're at the IEC ROC, certain members and leaders of the ANC engaged us individually. And where I guess there's a sense of them wanting to get a sense of, you know, are we willing to engage in talks? Mm-hmm. Of which we'll engage in talks with political parties, as we've said, that are progressive and have got, you know, policies that are aligned to what we're trying to achieve, to emancipate and liberate our people.
Of course, so, of course you will. We had this discussion at the ROC, so you and I are on the same page. So are you then saying that you have now moved on from your position on the veracity of the results and you are accepting those results as the MK party?
No, we still reject the results.
Okay.
We reject the results. I mean, we obviously, we've facilitated with our lawyers and given them instruction to take this legally. You see, we can't, and I keep saying this, why it's not a true reflection of our people. What about the Gogos and the South Africans whose votes ended up being burnt in Mpumalanga in a felt? What about those votes that never made it onto that same, you know, result board of the IEC?
So let's just, so that I'm clear, the conversations you're having currently with the ANC are in parallel with your decision to contest the results of the elections, and are you now, and have you decided to legally challenge the results?
No, we have to challenge the results legally, of course.
Yes, I'm saying, are you going to do that? What's then your position on
we
that?
Yes, hence I said that we've given instructions to our attorneys to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We've given them all the evidence that we gave to the IEC that the IEC is not taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because the IEC is not taking it seriously, we're going to obviously, you know, activate a different avenue, which is the legal route. So that naturally would happen concurrently with, you know, political parties engaging us. And I said, it's not in discussions per se or negotiations at this point. It's overtures.
Okay.
And maybe the use of word of overtures. You know, they come in to get a sense and test the waters as to whether we're open or not.
All right.
To have discussions. And that's what has happened. We've not received a formal letter mm-hmm. to say, okay, MK Party, we would like to engage with you in coalition discussions. We've not received that. That's the point. So we wanted to ensure that we quell a perception of MK party leaders being arrogant and not wanting to engage. No,
so
that's not true.
At what level you're saying that separate individuals were reached to have separate conversations, sort of on the periphery? At what level then are these discussions happening right now?
No, there's no discussions as yet. I'm saying it's overtures. It's not discussions. That's what I'm saying. We're waiting for them to engage us formally so we can have those discussions around and negotiations around, you know, what a coalition is and how that is going to be shaped at the back of whatever conditions they or we might bring. So that's why
I'm very confused. Let me read back to you your own press release. It says the MK Party confirms that engagements with the ANC have indeed taken place.
Engagements are in a form of overtures.
Regarding the coalition discussion. Mm-hmm.
Yes, they engage. They engage us. I mean, they've been calling us. Isn't that not an engagement? That's engaging us, isn't it? Calling us and sending us WhatsApp, that's an engagement.
So why do you say that the meeting, in your letter, a meeting is expected to take place soon if you're saying that there has been no communication and formal communication to actually ask for that meeting?
Because the overtures in the form of those engagements are leading to us engaging and discussing. That's what we said to them. Can you send us a formal letter so we can have an engagement and a meeting?
Is there a meeting going to take place?
The meeting will take place once we receive the formal confirmation that they want to meet up with us and discuss. And they are open to that. So it does not mean that there's no meeting that's going to happen. Yes, there's engagement. That's what I'm saying. There's engagement in the form of calls. There's engagement in the form of, you know, WhatsApp messages and communicating in that way. Those are overtures. We can't say those are negotiations. We are waiting to engage and sit across the table with them in a form of negotiation and advance these engagements. That's what we're saying.
Are you still considering boycotting the first sitting in Parliament?
No, I mean, we said we are contemplating.
But that's what I've just said. I'm asking if you're still contemplating that.
Yeah. We are contemplating. So when we say we are contemplating, doesn't mean that that's a firm position, was it? No. So what we're saying is we are engaging with our legal team. Remember, these things are happening concurrently. Because firstly, the seats that we're told we ought to be occupying, we believe, are not a true reflection of the seats that we ought to be occupying, off the back of what we believe are still the results that we reject because they don't reflect the will of the people. We should be giving us more seats.
All right. So obviously, when there is more to report, we'll be speaking to you soon. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this evening. And thank you
so much. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Dlamini Ndlela from MK Party. He's a spokesperson there. Let me just continue to ask for your reaction, Bab Masuku, your reaction to that.
Well, what I can say is that we welcome that. We welcome that attitude to be able to engage with other people. Mm. Because to just allow a situation where you say, I can talk, doesn't assist you. Mm. We wish them well. But what we can advise is that at least they must just look, because most of the members there who are in the leadership, who are even members, I was just looking at the list. Most of them may know them in the ANC, and if they go and have that discussion, they must clarify how are they going to take away those overtures that delay the ANC in terms of its work.
That Madala Masuku, thank you so much for coming through. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you clarifying your position as SACP. And thank you. We'll obviously, hopefully, be speaking to you soon once everybody can make a pronouncement on these engagements.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And thank you for the opportunity. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.